Blog Talk Radio.
Is he dead? Is he dead? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Vaughn. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Can try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test them then. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. The streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. Bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S. Dot again. Y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood. That's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues. I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches only your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's your boy, L Boogie, T-Roll, Jewels the G. Man, Freestyle Friday, NFL, NCAA, NBA, it's going down.
What's the deal, bro? How you doing on this evening, man?
What's going on with the streets? You know what it is. We back. It's Friday. Freestyle Friday. You know what it is, man. In the AZ. Enjoying this beautiful weather while everybody is sweat coaches and you know, wearing them top hats. You know what I mean? We're getting it in with that beautiful weather, L Boogie. How you feel this evening?
Oh, man. So prosperous. So prosperous. What the deal, baby?
Oh, man, ready for another big weekend, man. You know, we got some nice games coming up, and baseball's coming to an end. So, you know, the baseball fever is getting real hot. And it's almost October, baby. It's almost the first of the month. You know, when October comes, we have all four sports jumping off. And, we're about a week away from having the NBA preseason jumping off. So all four sports will be in, you know, full mode, man, and that's what I'm talking about. That's what I love about sports, you know, when we can have everything jumping off at one time. So we're about a week and a half away from that, and, man, I can't wait. But before we get to that, we definitely got to talk about, you know, this is what we got coming up this weekend. What's on the menu, L Boogie?
Man, first of all, man, let's talk NFL, which stands for not for long. Last night, man, San Francisco 35, St. Louis 11. Frank Gore went for 20 for 153, a touchdown. He averaged 7 yards a carry. Kaepernick went 15 for 23, 167 yards, two TDs. Your boy Sam Bradford, ill. 19 for 41, 202 yards, a touchdown interception. What's going on down there in the Lou, man? Is Sam Bradford the answer? What's going on down there, bro? What do you think? The Rams have a good defense. What's going on with their offense?
Yeah, the offense is still scrambling. You know, Sam Bradford is still trying to find his way through the little down that he's on right now. But, you know, man, San Fran just showed that they are a superior team. Is Sam Bradford really the answer for St. Louis? I believe he is, man. He has a nice height, has a nice weight, nice arm. And he just has to make sure he hit his weapons when he can. He missed a lot of his targets last night. But, you know, that just goes to show that how good San Francisco's defense really is. And, you know, San Fran is missing a couple of pieces to their puzzle on defense with number one Patrick Willis being out. So you saw some other guys really stepping up last night and giving the 49ers what they needed to prevail. So, you know, St. Louis just looked like the normal Rams team to me. Normally they give a better showing against the 49ers, but we all knew that the 49ers had to win last night. And if they wouldn't have won last night, you know, we'd have been talking more about Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers more than Sam Bradford and the St. Louis Rams. So, you know, I just think that the superior team won, even though I had picked St. Louis to win at home. I want to give big props to Colin Kaepernick for taking that beating on Twitter and then coming out and putting up 35 against the Rams. So it's not more on Sam Bradford than I'm thinking of. It's more on the 49ers and how they were able to pull it together and get things going. So Sam Bradford will be cool. It's just the way the Rams team is right now. They got a new coach in Steve Fisher. It's only his second year. Give him some time and he'll put something together and those boys will be just fine. So it's just that the 49ers just reigned supreme last night. That's all it was. You think Sam Bradford is a problem in St. Louis or you think the 49ers just were too tough last night?
I think Sam Bradford and the B stands for bad. Sam Bad Bradford and bad meaning bad, not bad meaning good. I don't think Sam Bradford is living up to his number one overall pick. He's MBG. Nothing but garbage right now. Do I believe in Sam Bradford? No. They don't have a quarterback, and they don't have a running back, and they don't have a receiver.
So disrespectful, man.
Who picked the kid Austin? Bad pick. He was not worth trading away picks, moving up in the draft to pick him number 8. He only weighs 180 pounds. He's not a... I watched him last night. Sam Bradford locks in on receivers. Tavon Austin isn't the answer. Everybody thinks that we need to get the ball to him. No. You need more people. Isn't that what Jay-Z said? We need more people. And I'm not sold on Colin Kaepernick either. They went back to what wins them games, running the football and defense. It's not Colin Kaepernick throwing the ball all over the place. That's the remedy. Keep him throwing the ball about 20 to 25 times a game, not relying on him just to air it out. Because let's just think, you put a better defense out there, excuse me, if you don't get 3 and outs, I think St. Louis might have would have competed a little better. They have no offense. They're on the field all night. So when you're on the field all night and you're going against a team that runs, it's going to be very difficult. Very difficult. But I'm not sold on your boy Kyle. I'm still not sold on him. I'm still going to bash him on Twitter.
You know what? I think Colin Kaepernick just, you know, this is the NFL, man. The defensive coordinators don't sleep for about 7 months, man, when the season starts. And these boys are putting in work to learn how to stop this read option thing. I know it's something that may be tough to stop, but, you know, 49ers just had to get back to what worked, like you said. And it's going to take Colin Kaepernick to make that go round for the offense. And I agree with you on this. It does in the NFL consist of a running game and a nice defense. And last night, the proof showed. If you give the ball to Frank Gore, Frank Gore can get you 100, 150 on any night. If you can just put him and ride him, I believe that that would keep the pressure off of Colin Kaepernick. And he can do his thing and show up like he did last season. But, you know, last night they had to have that game, and he did what he had to do. You know, even after getting bashed on Twitter by you and some of the other folk out there that's hating on Colin.
Ah.
So get off of Colin back, man. Colin cool. You know what I'm saying? Colin cool. You're going to take some losses in this here league. This shield ain't strong for nothing. Come on, man. You're going to take some L's. Them defensive coordinators don't like being shown up. And so if the 49ers thought they were going to go undefeated this season, please. There won't be another team go undefeated for another 18, 20 years.
Wow. We got some intriguing games coming up. You know, we do our pick 'em during the NFL now. You know, it's some big games coming up, man. You got Denver, who's 3-0, taking on Philadelphia. Philadelphia has to go up to Denver. You got your Seattle Seahawks. Might be a preview of the Super Bowl. Seattle 3-0 going to Houston, who's 2-1. You got the battle of the 0-3 team.
Somebody got to win.
Somebody got to win. Pittsburgh and Minnesota, 0-3. And then you got Monday night. That's an intriguing game. Miami 3-0 and New Orleans 3-0. But they're going to Louisiana. It is going to be tough. So, Ro, who's your three games? Who you think, you know, that's intriguing to you? That's going to catch your eye this week.
One of the three that's going to catch my eye this week is the Kansas City game. Kansas City is 3-0, and Andy Reid is taking his team to the Giants, and I believe that Kansas City will prevail. I mean, you know, sometimes it does take for you to go to a different team to get a different view on things to actually, you know, grow in life or grow as a coach with a different team. And Andy Reid is proof in the pudding of what that's like. And he's doing it this year with the Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't see them losing this week. I see them continuing to build the momentum and get Kansas City hot. The other game that I'm looking at, number two, is, of course, the Ofer game. You got 0-3 Pittsburgh going down to 0-3 Minnesota. Minnesota gave the game away last week, so I really don't know, you know, how they're going to react and come in. You know, Adrian Peterson is not doing what he was doing last season. You know, since week one, after the first carry of the season, when he broke for 79 yards, he's only averaging about 3 yards a carry at this point. So I think Minnesota's going to bust out, give Adrian Peterson the ball, and let him do his thing. And then, you know, we'll see if Pittsburgh and Big Ben can step it up and get out of their little funk and get it done. The third game that I'm really looking at, Atlanta. Who do they play? Can't remember who Atlanta plays right off the top of my head.
Atlanta, who do they play this week? They play New England on Sunday Night Football. That's like, okay, New England at Atlanta.
New England at Atlanta. I want to see, because Tom Brady and the New England Patriots have been skimming by getting away with some of these victories. So I really want to see if they can go in Atlanta, a hot Atlanta, a sizzling city that's going to bring the buzz with the crowd. And I just want to see if New England can pull off another close victory in Atlanta, playing against a better organized defense and a better organized team, because now you're going to be going up against Matt Ryan. And Matt Ryan is no joke, and he can keep his team in the game, and he knows how to come back from behind. So I really want to see if New England can go 4-0 and do it in a hostile environment down there in Atlanta. And if they're able to do that, then I truly and honestly believe that, you know, New England might just be for real. They might be one of the last teams to take a loss if they're able to go down to Atlanta and get away with that. So those are my three games that I'm looking at. I can't wait. Of course, I'm always looking at the Cowboys. Hopefully we'll be able to, you know, win this week and control the NFC East. And so, you know, just throwing that in as a bonus. But those are the three games that I'm looking at this week. And you know I'm going to have a close eye on Cincinnati and Cleveland. Don't think I forgot about that one. But the other three are the main three that I'm looking at. I'll definitely be checking out, you know, in the NFL ticket. I'm pretty sure we're going to get together this weekend and kick back and check out all the games. So those are the three games that I'm looking at. How about you, L Boogie? What are the three intriguing games that you're picking this week?
Well, you know I got to stick with the home team. My home team, the Cleveland Browns, they're going up against the Cincinnati Bengals, who had an impressive win last week at home. Now they have to go on the road and play. Excuse me. The Browns have to – I mean, Cincinnati has to go on the road to Cleveland. And I know the Browns fans are so ecstatic about the trade being made, and they won. Listen, Cleveland. You know how it is when you get your hopes up and then it all just come crumbling down. That's going to be intriguing for me. I noticed this, you know, good win on the road. You know, I got to give you credit where credit is due. Now we're going to see what you can do against another good team, okay, coming in. I'm going to love watching that matchup, A.J. Green and Joe Hayden. I'm really going to love that game. So, and my second game, Ro, very intriguing. Washington on the road going to Oakland. I'm going to see what RG3 is going to do on the road in dirt. Remember, they're going to Raider Nation in a very hostile environment and on the road. I'm going to see what RG3, I'm following him. He's not having a good year, so he played better last week, but we'll see this week. Also, staying in the NFC North, Chicago going to Detroit. Let's see if Chicago is really that good, going to the Dome, playing in Detroit, a 3-0 against the 2-1 Lions. I'm very intrigued about that. But transitioning, you know what I'm also intrigued about, Ro?
Talk to me.
Arizona going to Tampa Bay. I'm going to see how Tampa Bay responds to being 0-3 with a new rookie quarterback, benching Josh Freeman for Mike Glennon, the rookie from North Carolina State. Now, let me ask you this question, transitioning. Does Josh Freeman have a legitimate beef for wanting to be traded?
Hell no, L Boogie. You know what it is, man. You lose your job, and now he's talking nonsense. It's amazing what happens when you know, you think you're big time and you've made it and you're the quarterback of a National Football League team, and then all of a sudden you lose your job, you know. And so he doesn't know how to accept that. And, you know, I'm going to give big props to Mike Schiano, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because for the last 2 years he has tried to bring a different atmosphere to that organization and to that locker room. And all you hear are some guys, oh, man, he's too hard. Oh, man, this coach does this. Well, guess what? It's the league. You're going to do whatever the hell he say do. And if you don't like it, move on. You know what I'm saying? And Josh Freeman, you fit right in the bucket with that. I mean, you know, Jimmy Johnson had to come to the Dallas Cowboys and change the atmosphere. And you saw what happened there. There have been a number of coaches that have gone different places to change the atmosphere of the locker room and an organization, a.k.a. Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs. So my thing is Josh Freeman, man, don't get the ass tightened up because you lost your job, Pippen. It happens. You just had to perform better. Now a young fellow by the name of Mike Glennon going to come in and get his opportunity. So, yeah, I'm going to be checking that out too. I got the Cardinals to beat up on Tampa Bay because I don't think Mike Glennon really has what it takes. I haven't seen this guy yet. But, you know, even at NC State, he was all right. You know what I mean? in a tough conference in the ACC over there. But we'll see. Hopefully he'll be able to pick up that game speed, because if not, you know, them Cardinals, that defense, for that front four for the Cardinals ain't no joke. So, yeah, Mike Glennon, good luck.
Good luck to you, Bleed. You know what NFL stands for, not for long.
Gotta go.
You gotta go. And listen, this is for you. This is for you, my man, Josh Freeman. I see you when I see you, when we come back. Different part of the show. So what you saying? When we come back,
we gonna holler about the NCAA.
Question of the night: Who you think is gonna get upset?
The employers of EA,
Alabama, or Ohio State? The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. 347-855-8896. Let's go.
Yo, I'm the hip hop from Puss the Soul Shocker. That was indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time. Put on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack. Who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone wrecker. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of spear. So what you saying?
Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm playing. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mine to 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl, because I choose to refuse this black. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. All my style is left, and then deadly as crack.
While I'm playing, music's playing, the sucker is lame. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call cousins. As we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding,
or just the billboard.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying?
Talk first talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with my co-host Juelz the G and T Row. It's your boy L Boogie. Man, shout out to the chef, man. Cook for the president this week. Presidential on. What the deal, babe? I see you. Shout out to Skeeter Mo. What the deal? I see you down there in the D. Uncle Joe. I see you, baby. Number one fan to the world, Uncle Joe. Enjoy retirement, man. Listen to the streets is talking. I know what you're doing right now. You up in the clouds with me. Oh!
Getting it in. That's what I'm talking about. It's Friday. You ain't got shit to do. Man, you don't have no job. So you know what? We gonna get high today.
Special edition. Shout out to my cousin, Ty from LA. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, baby girl. Libra's in the house.
Oh, it's going down. It's Friday. And you know we got a preview tomorrow. It's a couple big games. We had last Saturday as Cupcake Saturday. Now, we got action. We got Alabama against Ole Miss. You got LSU, number 6, against Georgia. That's number 9. And you got Ohio State against Wisconsin. And Oklahoma, number 14, against number 22 at Notre Dame. They said it's going to be a green out. A green out in South Bend. And I just got a tweet and a text saying they done already put a green T-shirt over Lou Holtz's statue down in South Bend. To me, both teams is MBG. Nothing but garbage. So when you have two bad teams, that makes a great game. Well, I'm a rattle off the games. You tell me your pick, and I'm coming right after you. First, what I just said, number 14, Oklahoma against 22, Notre Dame. They're at Notre Dame. Who you got?
Who I got? Oklahoma, Notre Dame. Well, let me tell you, L Boogie. Like my sports official brother, Nilly Nell, would tell me. Nilly Nell would tell me that I'm going with Oklahoma. Because I'm going to roll with the Boomer Sooners. You understand me? They're going to bring that red and white down to the green out and give them boys hell. You understand? Them Sooners ain't nothing to play with. They got a young new quarterback ready to do some dirt, young freshman stud. And I think Oklahoma has what it takes to go down and get it in South Bend. Now, the other reason I would say they're going to go down and get it done in South Bend is because number 22 Notre Dame are, like you said, NBG. This is not the Notre Dame team of last year. Man, Ty Tail and them boys ain't on the field. This is a whole different defense. This is a whole different offense. But I will give it up to the young stud in the backfield for Notre Dame, number 33, Cameron. I can't think of his last name, but folks, check him out. If you don't know anything about this young fella, check out the stud from Notre Dame in the backfield, number 33. He'll get the ball, or he'll get at least 25, 30 touches during the whole game. So check him out. He's a young stud from Texas. Check him out. But Oklahoma, the Boomer Sooners going to run down there and turn that green out up because Notre Dame's just not that good this year, not like they were last year. So they've already taken a loss this year. They will take the second lump as well this week. So I'm rolling with my player partner from the sports officials at Nilly Nell, and we're going to roll with the Oklahoma Sooners. Who you got, L Boogie?
Well, you can do that if you want. But they just put a T-shirt over Lou Holtz. It's going to be rocking and rolling in South Bend. The Catholics are going to be drunk on the campus. Because the streets is talking. I got a young man down there right now giving me info. The Catholic, they put holy oil ointment on Lou Holtz, and they will pull off the upset. 22 ranking, not deserving. They should be ranked 50th. They don't have their quarterback, no explosiveness out there on the field. And I hate to say it, but if you give me the points, I'm looking at the spread. And like I said, I have somebody down there. I'm going with Oklahoma. Excuse me, I'm going with Notre Dame with the point. I got to. Roe, LSU, number 6, going into Athens, Georgia against number 9. The quarterback going back to the school he transferred from. He's from Georgia. And he wants to beat the kid, Andy Murray, in his own state. Woo! Who you got?
I knew you were going to ask me about that. You had to go to that game next, huh? Yeah, that's a big one. And the thing about Mecklenburg, the quarterback for LSU, is his mom is the secretary to the football coach, Mike Wright, down there in Georgia, in Athens. And so, you know, it's just turmoil all over the place there, Boogie. You know what I mean? And so this is a big game, just not because of that situation, but because it is the SEC. It's like getting a pre-NFL game on a Saturday instead of a Sunday, because this is what these boys going to be hitting like on tomorrow. And so if I had to pick, woo, you know, I know it's tough to play in Athens. I know it's tough to play in Athens, Georgia. But I'm going to give the edge to LSU and that guy they call the Mad Hatter. Somehow, some way, he's kind of like Nick Saban. He knows where he's going. He knows what the atmosphere is going to be like. He knows what he's going up against. He's just that guy to get his team to follow him. And if he can do that and have those Tigers ready to roll come tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, I think LSU and number 6 have a shot. But if Georgia's going to win, it's going to be because of that quarterback, Andy Murray. Because both teams have good running backs, Hill for LSU and my boy, the girly guy from Georgia. So, you know, the running game is going to be there. It's going to depend on the quarterback situation. So I'm going to get an edge to LSU just because of the Mad Hatter. Now let me know. Are you on the bandwagon with those Tigers and the Mad Hatter? Or are you going with the home team?
Remember, T-Row, if you go back to our pre-college show and before the season started, we said any team that's outside of the top 10, when the preseason rankings came out, that you think that will contend and play for the national championship. This is that team, LSU. Some way or another, I don't like to do this, but I am agreeing with you. I don't like it, but I have to because that guy, the Mad Hatter, and it's just something about their defense. And we know from past history, I'm just going on what I've seen, and that's all you can do. The streets is talking. Mike Rick hasn't won a big game. This is another big game in the season. Another one. He's 1-1 to me so far in the big games this season. Yes, they have one of the toughest schedules in the country, if not the toughest. But you signed up for this. This Georgia. They coming into your house. And I hope after 60 minutes, it's not. Look at their faces. I hope not, but I have to go with LSU as well just because I think that they've been in this situation so many times before, and I think they'll prevail. And both quarterbacks want to prove to the other who's better. Murray wants to say, hey, I'm the reason why you transferred. And Mecklenburg wants to say, this is why I transferred. Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, another game. Let's move on. We're not gonna get to the number one yet because we say the best for last. What do you think about an upset special? Wisconsin going down to Ohio State to Columbus in the horseshoe and pulling off the upset. You know, that's the upset alert for me. You know, I'm going with the Buckeyes, but Wisconsin was robbed. We both know that. Out here, they robbed them. Out here. So my point to you, Raw, they well should be undefeated. But who knows if it would have not went in overtime. I mean, you know, that's here nor there. But Braxton Miller coming off the couch after rehabbing. They've been cupcake city games. I mean, okay, a little impressive against Cal. But now they're playing a team who eats steaks and potatoes. Give me what you got. Who you got in the upset right there?
It ain't no upset. Ohio State gonna be ready. And believe me, if anybody knows how to get the team ready, it's that coach Urban Meyer that's over there wearing that uniform, that, you know, that coaching outfit over there, that red and gold. And let me tell you something, them boys already know who's coming in the house. And just because Wisconsin got a nice little following, you know, to every game that they go, nice little boosters and fans and things of that nature. It's 108 more thousand up in that arena that's going to bring the noise. It's no upset this weekend. Braxton Miller, we welcome you back with open arms. Just because if anything happens, he got the boy Guyton on the backside. So we ain't worried. Braxton Miller, come on back, do your thing. I hope you rush for 100 yards, but it ain't no upset alert. Get that right, L Boogie. Ohio State is ready, and them boys have been waiting for a game like this. And for Wisconsin to have to come on down to old Buckeye City, Buckeye Nation, it's going to be up, boy. It's going to be mad. And those fans are waiting. They know who's coming. And, yeah, Wisconsin should be undefeated, but, yep, you're not. So, hopefully you don't get two losses, but I believe you will. And, you know, them Buckeyes gonna handle business.
Street!
So, don't tell me that you're gonna ride with Wisconsin. I know you won't pick the home team because you're from Ohio, but don't be talking about it's an upset alert. You know, who you got in this upset? It ain't no upset. There's no upset going on. Ohio State coming to do business. That's what's about to happen.
I hope so. I'm going with action, Braxton, no doubt. Shifty, slippery when wet. Super sensational and simulating. That's Braxton Miller. It's Miller time. Come back off the couch, prime time, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, ready to play. I got 5 on it. Oh! Number 5, let's go. Scarlet and Gray, baby. Another maybe upset. I have 2 upset alerts. Ole Miss 21 coming into Tuscaloosa, number 1. The number 1 recruiting class. This is what they came to Ole Miss for. To play against number 1 Oklahoma. Number 1, Alabama, Roll Tide. I'm not saying they're going to win, but you think it's going to be close, Ro?
Absolutely. The reason being is because those young boys are ready. I do believe they have what it takes to actually be the Texas A&M of 2012. They got a good team. They know how to hang into games. They're not ranked 21 for nothing. Those young boys have had 3 games up under their belt so far, and they're only looking better. They're only getting the vibe going, getting the mojo going. And you know how it is, L Boogie. Once you get it going and you roll into a hostile environment like Tuscaloosa and Nick Saban, and the well-equipped Alabama Crimson Tide, this is why you came to Ole Miss. Do I think they're going to win? I give them a shot. I think they can be the Texas A&M of last year only because Alabama normally takes one loss. They normally get too cocky and get high on their horse, and then they get chopped at their knees from a team that they thought they were just supposed to roll over. And let Ole Miss get a 21-point lead. I don't think that Alabama can pull off the drama like they did in College Station against Texas A&M a couple of weeks ago. So, Ole Miss, you got a shot. Young fellas, this is what you've been waiting for. You're not young high school guys anymore. You are grown young men ready to take this challenge. So good luck to you, Ole Miss, the Rebels. I know that it's going to be a hyped environment. I know the people from Mississippi sent you off well. So be ready, because believe me, Alabama and Nick Saban going to be ready for you. They ain't sleeping on you. But if they should, you got a shot. So I'm rolling with Ole Miss to upset Alabama in that upset fashion. And I just believe in the freshmen. I think they have what it takes because you don't have too many tapes to view off these guys. And if you're just going to go off for 3 weeks, you never know what might happen, because some of these guys know how to step up and play beyond their talent. So we'll see what happens. I'm going for Ole Miss, even though I know Alabama's going to be ready. I do think they have a shot, El Boogie. You don't think they have a shot?
Man, listen to this. They don't have a shot. Let me tell you this, man. I like Ole Miss. Number one recruiting class in the country coming in. But they're going into Tuscaloosa, where the fans think that they lost to Texas A&M because of how many yards Johnny Money Manziel put up. They're not sold on their team. It's going to be very interesting. And listen to this. Nick ain't happy either. Nicky Baby ain't happy. He want to take it out on somebody, and why not? On the 21 team in the country coming in. Let's put these young boys on their ass. But listen, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to give this shout out to Ole Miss, man. This for you. You coming on. Mondays and Fridays, the streets is talking. 9 p.m. Eastern time. You got to get with us. We the UGK of this sports talk world. Oh, man. And if you ain't, if you don't know, now you know.
Daddy shit.
Street. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show. I'm your host, L Boogie, T Row, Jewel to G. This is how we do it. Shout out to all the callers calling in on their laptops.
The fuck else can happen, yo?
The movement is moving.
Think once more, son. Remember, yo. Yeah, seeing it all, been through it all, yo. That's how niggas know right now. Yo, the mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
That's the truth.
Lil' Kim. B.I.G.
All right.
Yo. Blowing niggas with Wesley ass German things. Giving the dough as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains, it pours and all. Hitting them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Sisters wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my thuns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the motor rollers, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, obsessed with gas. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50s. Niggas could kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only a fly bitch like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumps it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumps it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again.
light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot where my nigga rock like the fuck a lot. My book launched out, speak for itself, like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer, the UNO competitor. I'm 10 steps ahead of ya, I'm a leader, yeah, I'm some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitch, just suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M O E V. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D double E P. Raw, yeah, wish I lived a life I live. Yo, pride in you. Tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when you bump this. Drugs to your eardrum, the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. You rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it, make the projects love it. You come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaker with his twin ghost is gangsta. How we rock while you watch. Attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns, we get busy, it get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get to running. For the men's get to jumping, the fans get to thumping. MOBV got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bump this. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bump this. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Don't forget we got Freestyle Friday. T-Row, Jewel's the G. Recap before we continue. NFL, we gave you our pick'ems, whatever you think. You can always, you know, go to a game that we didn't mention. Josh Freeman, he wants out after being benched. You lucky you didn't get whacked. The feelings are mutual. They don't want you either. You're NBG. Nothing but garbage. Come see me. I got people. Don't be upset that you know what you are. You are what we thought you was. Ain't that the old Denny Green saying? NCAA. We had some pick'ems. Georgia at home against LSU. Oklahoma, number 14, at Notre Dame, number 22. Number 23, Wisconsin, at Ohio State, which is number 4. Ole Miss, 3-0, ranked 21 with the Young Guns going to the Roll Tide, Tuscaloosa, against number 1, Alabama. We have some other games. Number 10, Texas A&M against Arkansas. Arizona going to number 16, Washington, who's creeping up on people. So, Roll, let's talk a little NBA. Can we do that?
Oh, man, you know it's coming up by another week and a half. Let's do it. It's already here. What's up? What's on the mind? What's on the marquee for the NBA?
Man, you know, I was in the streets, man, the last 3 days, and I'm hearing a couple of things. First of all, let's give a round of applause to Paul George and DeMarcus Cousins. They signed some deals this week. I know you smell the money. D. Cousins, 4 years, $60 million with the Sacramento Kings. And also, we'll get to that in a second, but Shaq, he just bought a minority stake in the Kings. Big up to Shaq. And Paul George, down in Indiana, he agreed to the max deal for 5 years, between $80 and $90 million, and it could be worth more if he reaches all his incentives and his clause.
Damn, that's the new $100 million man.
The new $100 million man, a poor man, LeBron James, and that's saying a lot.
Big ups to those guys, man. I think they really deserve it of what they're getting, especially Paul George, actually coming to growing up right in front of our eyes, El Boogie, you know what I mean? And, you know, if he could continue to do what he does and get, you know, Roy Hibbert has signed a nice little deal, David West has signed a nice little deal to keep that little nucleus together, they could be a headache in the East. You know what I mean? So I believe that you just watch out for Indiana and what those guys do. And they're big up to DeMarcus Cousins and Shaq-a-Roni. You know, Shaq-a-Roni is the man. He finally was able to, you know, get his Jay-Z on by staking a team, and why not Sacramento? You know what I mean? He just wanted to get in where he fit in and make extra money and get it going. So big ups to you, Shaq Daddy. I know he's going to be quite the mentor for DeMarcus Cousins. DeMarcus Cousins is a great player. Just wait until he gets some guidance from Shaq. So you'll really see DeMarcus Cousins grow up right in front of our eyes, just how we have seen Paul George grow up over the last couple of years. So big ups to both of those guys. Like I said, they are deserving of the money, and I just hope that, you know, those guys can continue to have success. So that's just, man, Paul George, though, man, new $100 million man. I like that.
No doubt, no doubt. And getting to that, Ro, SI just came out with the new top 10 of people. Top 10 players in the league. Can I run it down for you? And then I heard some grumblings in the streets about the reason why certain guys was not on the list, and some people were upset. So first of all, let me run them down to you.
So
the top 10 goes like this. We all know the obvious. Number one, LeBron James. Number two, Kevin Durant. Number three, CP3. Number four, Tony Fuswe Parker. Number five, Russell Westbrook. Number six, Kevin Duncan.
Kevin Durant. Who? Tim Duncan?
Tim Duncan. I'm sorry, Tim Duncan. Number seven, Dwight Howard.
How you doing?
Number eight, Dwayne Wade. Number nine, Kobe Bryant. And number 10, Carmelo Anthony. Now, let me ask you this, Ro. Out of those 10 guys, should somebody be more in or down the line or somebody bumped out?
On that list, that's an impeccable list, El Boogie. That list is, I don't see nothing wrong with that top 10. Even being hurt, you know, that top 10 list is still impeccable. So I don't know who fits in. I'm just surprised Kobe's at nine. I don't understand that one. I don't understand how Kobe's at nine, but, you know, it is what it is. You think anybody should be missing off that list?
Well, it's a couple guys that I think maybe should have might been on there.
Aw, you're so different. Who should be on the list besides the top 10 that's on that list right now?
Hardy Harden. No disrespect to Dwayne Wade, but he's B.O.B. He's a bag of bones right now. He's not top 10. I know my oldest son is going crazy right now. But D-Wade is not in the top 10. He's right now.
Right
We're
now.
Talking about
he's
right
not
now.
A top 10
and Dwayne,
player.
No, and Kevin Durant agrees with me, and it was reported, and Dwayne Wade was very upset about that.
Yeah, there's been a tweeting war going on between the two, and I just think that with what KD has said, it's just billboard material for Dwayne Wade. So, you know, every time D Wade and Oklahoma City and the Miami Heat meet up, it's gonna be action. So if anybody out there can't wait till the NBA season starts like myself, you definitely gonna see what's up with that. It's gonna be a lot of talk about that. And we gonna see. We definitely gonna see.
And he also said Derrick Rose is better than ever right now.
Uh-oh. You know what that means. I get to see my man get some more highlights in because he don't be playing.
Streets.
He's definitely going to give somebody a mouthful because that boy know how to get up there and get up there quick with it. So I can't wait for that, especially if KD didn't say that. I take KD for his word. I just can't believe it. I know KD and James Harden are partners, but come on, KD. You know, come on, KD. Dwayne Wade got 3 rings. 3. One by that he did all by himself. So come on, man.
I have to agree with the Durantula on this one. I'm sorry. D-Wade, I know you kicking it with your fiance. It's a dirty game, man. It's ugly. I can't wait for the preseason to jump off. War of words. Guys are really, really in tune. You know, no Olympics. So hopefully guys won't, you know, be hurt. We'll see what Kevin Love does, you know, when he gets back as well from these injuries. So, but, bro, we got anybody in the asylum that's ready to come in, man?
Yeah, man, you know the asylum stay hot, man, especially on Fridays. You know how we get down, man. There's a whole bunch of people waiting in the asylum. But you know how we get down, man. We're going to start it off with some controversy because, you know, this guy always likes to cause some controversy when he get on the line. So let's jump off to Mr. Controversy right off the top because I know he got something to say and got some pickles. Yo, Mr. Controversy, you on the line with the streets?
Straight live, man, direct, man. What's up with y'all, man?
Oh, man, we just chilling down here, man, feeling in this good weather, man, like you know, 80 degrees at 9 o'clock at night, man. You can't beat it, you know what I mean? So it's a beautiful thing going down. We just talking about a good weekend we got coming up this weekend. I know you called Mr. Controversy to start something, so I'm going to start it off from the top. I know one of your NFL pick-up games is between Cincinnati and the hometown Cleveland Browns. Who you got, and what's your status on it?
Man, first and foremost, man, shout out to the Cleveland Browns last week, man. They came through. The hometown hero, Brian Hoyer, came through and shocked the world. He shocked 8 people. But, you know, I'm going with Cleveland, man. I got a doubt.
You rolling with Cleveland?
I'm rolling with Cleveland, and I don't expect this game to be close either, y'all.
Wow.
The streets is up. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why, too. And I got significant evidence. Anytime Cleveland pop a team, like they popped Minnesota a couple of days ago, just know it's another upset right behind it. We are now officially looking at new 2007 Cleveland Browns. The streets has
talked. Streets, you heard it here first. And that's all you saw what you're saying segment. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Controversy? I feel you on that one. I like that pick, man. And, you know, Brian Hoyer, the hometown kid, I think he got what it takes. L. Boogie say it's a one and done. I got my eye on that game, and I'm going to see what happens, especially being at home. So let me ask you, what's another NFL game that you got on your pick 'em list?
I'm going to tell you this, man. It's 2 big games to watch, and you got to watch them this week. You got to watch that Detroit and that Chicago, because that's going to be a shootout. That's going to be a shootout. And I'm telling the world this, man. We are officially about to watch Tom Brady real competition. We know Atlanta is not a high power defense, but one thing we know about Atlanta is there's an offensive weapon, and they come in, and it's going to be a shootout. And I'm telling you, I put my money on them boys from the dirty. I'm getting my ego on this week, baby. I'm flapping my wings because the streets has talked, man.
I like that. Those are some good picks. We on the same wavelength with those games that you've chosen. So
well,
you know what it is.
See, well, we ain't on the same team. We ain't on the same team because I ain't no Cowboy. I know that.
I'm just talking about the three games
that
you just picked, man. I know you don't like the Dallas Cowboys, but you better get ready because we're going 3-1. We're going to own the NFC East right now.
Man, that's cool. You better watch out for the Chargers. That's cool.
The Chargers?
All right.
The Chargers ain't been relevant since Kellen Winslow got knocked out of the game in 88.
That's your word. That's your theory. I ain't with you. That's the same team that took the Texans, you know, to their higher heights earlier this year, man. If we talk about the same, I mean, okay, you're right. You're a Cowboy. But I am officially, hey, man, I respect y'all picks, man, because you know I am Mr. Controversy. And with me being Mr. Controversy, this old Mississippi-Alabama game is a big one. But, man, come on, man. Come on, man. It's not going to be close. They're going to win by at least 10.
Okay. You don't think the freshman class?
Win by 10 points.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Controversy. You don't think the freshman class going to be hyped up? It's going to be something they've never seen before? You know,
man,
one of the biggest crowds, one of the loudest crowds. You don't think they got what it takes to step up a little bit and give Alabama a run?
Absolutely not. Come on, man. Let's be honest, man. No, they does not. Man, they might go bang one the first two or three quarters, but when crunch time come and they throw them fours in the air and the fans is going crazy and you got Saban back there and so as they HNIC, man, listen, man, come on, man. We ain't about to. All right, man. Listen, T-Row, McCarron got something to prove, and he got something to prove, man. He pushing.
Right.
He wants that trophy. Flat out.
Right.
But
right.
I am picking LSU over Georgia.
Okay.
And I don't expect that game to be close.
You got a score on that one?
Man. I'm going to say the score is going to be 34-21.
Blowout.
I don't think that game is going to be close. Oh. I'm going to tell you why. Anytime Georgia play a high power offense is quick and fast and they got a complete leader back there, they got problems. And we ain't worried about Clowney. We ain't worried about him. LSU is going to pop them boys something terrible this week. Watch what I tell you, because the streets have just talked. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, man. With L thrashing my Cleveland Browns, with L thrashing Ohio State Buckeyes, and you thrashing Cleveland Browns, man, they got a bounty on your head, and they said the first time y'all come to Ohio, they popping your chain, man. Man, Ohio State, man, if they allow Wisconsin to do anything to them, they ain't making it out.
Man, I said that you know, Milliton was going to win that game. I didn't go against the Buckeye. I just said it's upset alert. They better be on their toes.
That's not what I said either. I said by you keep thrashing the Browns, and he keep thrashing and he keep thrashing the Buckeyes, it's going to be problems for y'all when y'all touch this Ohio Buckeye State.
I picked the Buckeyes. I said it wasn't going to be any upset. I got Braxton Miller. If Braxton Miller don't do it, you got Guyton back there, bro.
Now, they can put a contract on me because I say the Cincinnati Bengals going to come up in there and tie y'all up and beat y'all around the head with a bat. Now, you can put a contract right on my head on that. 5th Avenue, and you playing for a team that you probably rooted for when you were a kid. I mean, a dream come true for that kid, and I hope that it does go well.
Who is
he? You need somebody with moxie, though.
Who is he? I'm rooting for him, and I don't know who he is. Who is he?
He went to Michigan State, and after he went to Michigan State, he played under Tom Brady for 2 years.
Who is Brian Hoyer, man?
I'm telling you who he is.
He's in BG. Who is he?
Nothing but garbage.
He ain't franchise elite. I'm just going for him because he got a brown jersey on. I don't know that man. So now he the next Aaron Rodgers. He the next Aaron Rodgers?
Hell no, hell no, hell no.
I'm just saying. I'm just asking the question. Who is he?
Your guess just as good as mine.
Man, listen, man. All I know is them kitty cats coming inside that dog area, and they better beware. That's all I'm saying. Any dollars?
Hey,
I got 100 push-ups on.
Hey, there's some controversy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kevin Durant said that James Harden should have replaced Dwayne Wade on the SI's top 10 NBA's top players right now. Do you agree with Kevin Durant, or should Dwayne Wade keep his number 8 spot?
Man, I'm going to be so honest with y'all, man. We just got to be honest. That top 10 was a joke. Flat out. If Harden ain't on the top 10 list, it's a problem. And there's not enough controversy going on. Flat out. We got to be honest, man. Come on, let's be honest now, fellas. They got Kobe Bryant, Mr. Five-Time.
Number 9.
Man, what ignorant fool made that up? Do y'all feel disrespected by that? As we being Kobe fans, seeing Kobe, how he had risen and taking this new NBA to a new horizon?
I agree.
And
Kobe Bryant should be higher.
He
should be higher even with a torn Achilles, like T-Rose said.
Man, come on, man.
He at least number 4 with a torn Achilles. Shit, he number 2 behind LeBron. Shit, I don't know where he got this KD madness from.
Man, Kobe Bryant told LeBron James, man, if we play 5 games, you lucky to win 1. If we play 1-on-1 to the best of 5, you lucky to win 1.
Well, oh, man. And, world, if you didn't know this week, this is who I was talking about. Man, one of my proteges, one of my young guys, he cooked for the president this week, man. Oh,
yeah.
Chef, man. Congratulations. And we just want to give you a big shout out, man. And, you know, we can't wait till you open up your restaurant. We're going to be the first customers. The streets are talking. We're flying in, man. We broadcasting from the spot.
Hey, look, you know, big ups to, you know, I did. It was a very memorable experience. But I just got approved November 30th, Nautica, Queens. I'm hosting, I'm cooking, and I'm catering the event. It's on a Saturday. Y'all come through, man. I'm setting the city on fire.
Man. No doubt.
November 30th, Queens. Get your tickets now. If you wait too late, I feel sorry for you because it's going to be a bang out.
No question, we're going to be there, man. We're going to broadcast from there, no doubt, November 30th. We're going to be there over that weekend, man. We got you on the chef, man. You heard it here, what first world. We about to go to commercial. When we come back, we got some more to holler about. Tiger Woods, big up. And for the NFL, this for you, Josh Freeman. The Streets is Talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Freestyle Friday later on in the show. Give it to him for me, T-Ro. Let's go.
Nigga died at 40, Dante 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumby, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy's son away? Man, if you got kids, show you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here, baby, the next day they gone.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. The NFL, man. You can go from 0-3 to bad 11-5. You can go 3-0 and 9-6. And you don't even make the playoffs at 9-7, man. That's why we played that song, because, you know, the NFL stands for not for long. Don't get used to it. Unless you're Tampa Bay.
Or Jacksonville. One of the two.
Bro, you got some more people going in silent, man, ready to come out and holler at us, man. They done flew us a kite.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. The asylum stay hot, man. But, you know, before we go to the asylum, man, I want to give a shout-out to, you know, the homies that represent that weed occasions, Perp, Nasty, YBM, you know, all the homeboys putting it down like that. Bluesy, I see you, baby. I see you rolling the wheels off that six deuce deuce. I see you, baby. But you know what, man, we're going to chime in to my homies, man. Sounds like we got a party going on, but somebody wanted to chime in and talk about the Lakers. I think it's the first time caller wanted to give us a shout out to at the same time. So let's check in with what's going on. Yo, caller, what's your name? Welcome to the streets. It's talking right, you on with T-Ro and L Boogie. Who is this?
What's up with it? This is Cognac, man. You know.
Hey, where you from, player partner?
Oh, you know, I'm from Los Angeles, California, getting it in, 100.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Welcome to the streets of talking, man. Your host, L Boogie, and your boy, T-Ro. What's your favorite teams you like out there?
Man, I'm with the Lakers, man, all the way. You know what I'm saying? That purple and yellow is always good. But, you know, check this out, man. I'm also with Pittsburgh Steelers, you know what I'm saying? Definitely a hood team.
Always keep it moving like a real player should. That's what I'm talking about. Now, me and my host, L Boogie, been talking about a lot about the NBA, NCAA, NFL. Yo, I want to ask you, over the last couple of days, Kevin Durant and Dwayne Wade have been getting into a little Twitter battle about Kevin Durant stating that he thinks James Harden should be on the news Sports Illustrated top 10 NBA top 10 list of players instead of Dwayne Wade. Do you agree with Kevin Durant, or you think Dwayne Wade should be number 8 on the list like it shows?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I'm gonna go with what Dwayne Wade is talking about, because I really feel that he knows exactly about, you know, what's going on. So, you know, I'm really real with that.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Streets is talking. Steno here, chilling with Kanye.
That's two California dudes kicking it together. I knew it should have been something going on. What's up with the Cali connection?
Hey, man, let me just tell you this. That list is a sham. If Kobe ain't number one on that list, you shouldn't even read that list. That's all we got to say around here. I just want to make that clear to everybody in the world listening.
Speak on it.
If Kobe ain't number one on the list is fugazi.
Number one.
He's just talking.
Man, ain't no way in hell he's speaking number one. LeBron is number one. Yeah, I tell you a Laker fan.
That's real. So what's good?
Man, we just chilling, man, hanging out in the lab, man. You know, we down in the asylum, man, just kicking it, man, trying to make sure we make this world go round. You know, Streets are talking, man, every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. L Boogie, Ju LCG, and your boy T-Row. How you been, man? It's good to hear your voice. What's going down out there?
Oh, man, you know, it's been good, man. It's been good. It's a pleasure, you know, talking to you, man. I know, but I heard about this new radio station y'all pushing out there, man, and it's really popping around, you know, Arizona, man. And I just wanted to say it's a good thing, man, that somebody is coming, you know, coming like that out here in Arizona, you know, talking about sports and letting people, you know, debate on situations and, you know what I'm saying, like that. And plus, you my dog. So I'm really 100% behind you, bro.
Oh, we appreciate that. This your boy L Boogie, man. We love that. And C's, you know you tripping.
Hey,
I love Kobe Jelly Bean Bryant. I love him to death. He might be top five even with an Achilles ankle, but he can't be the king, not right now in the stage of his career. 4 years ago, we might have an argument. Streets is talking. hey, big up to your Dodgers. I hope that they do well. It's good for baseball that the season, you know, and in October, that the Dodgers are still playing in a long time. So I want to say big up to you guys, and I hope that my hometown, you know, faces the Dodgers. L.A. against Cleveland. It was great.
Hell yeah, I feel you on that, son. Hey, man, well, much love, man. Screech is talking. We're going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend, and we holler back at y'all.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, y'all stay put. But hey, the streets is talking to be over there in about 40 minutes. That's what it is. Big much love to you know all the peeps over there repping it up, and getting it in. You know what I mean? We see you. Streets is talking all day, every day. You know what I mean? And that's how we get it in. Hey, L Boogie, let me ask you this before we go to the other commercial break. Before we get back to the asylum, dog. Did you see in the WNBA? Yeah, the Phoenix Mercury got that ass tapped by the Minnesota Lynx. But did you see your girl Diana Taurasi give a kiss of death to the girl Simone Augustus when they were face to face, chest to chest with it? Ah, you know, gave us a real Italian pimp. Yeah, you know what I mean? What's your thoughts on that, player?
She better be careful before Diana get her whack. Taurasi, that's Italian, right? They better be careful. But Diana, I don't know what you guys are doing down here in the Valley of the Sun, but you guys have what's up with the assistant coaches working with Miss Griner? She cannot stay on the floor. You need her to win a ring. You can't knock off the sparks and then come back and get knocked off that bad against Minnesota. You have to win tomorrow. What did Apollo Creed tell Rocky and Rocky II when he was fighting Mr. T on the beach? There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow, Rock. So let's go, Mercury. At least force a game three. It was funny, though. It was comical. The streets was talking. All we was all talking about, oh, man. It was funny. It made the papers. Man, we also want to, you know, give our condolences to a man that was stabbed to death after winning this game between the Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants. Jonathan Denver, man. He died at the age of 24. We also want to give a shout-out to the family of the Chargers defensive back, number 29. And when we come back from the break, we're going to tell you there's been some details of his death and his name and everything. So, wow. It's a dirty game. I hope they don't blame concussions on this one. Let's go. When we come back, Freestyle Friday. Wrapping up the show. Skeet, I see you, baby. Let's do it, bro.
in the A's. Who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock Kim or something? Look at his chain. Why I step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him. What? R.I.P. 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 Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm drunk in the motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. the nine broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him Spare, she think she holly. R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Life ain't nothing but a G thing. Switch slang, get brain, hand down a G string. I'm that type of nigga that's built to last. You fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I got a million in sass. I say my money so tall that you might need a giraffe when you was counting this cash, nigga.
R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. It's your boy, L Boogie, T-Row, Jewels, and G. We always go live Mondays and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And like I always say, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend so she can tell a lot of her girlfriend.
Go to the strip club if you have to, damn it. Tell them the streets is talking.
Speaking of strip clubs, big up to Tiger Woods, PGA Player of the Year. I got to say that, man. You know, big up to the old Tiger over there. You know, more money, more money, and more money.
Even without winning a fucking major. I can't believe it. How can you win Player of the Year without winning a major? I understand there were five different winners of each different major this season, but damn, they must really love Tiger over there. Tiger must have took her to the strip club.
Bass maker. Old Tiger Woods, man. Big up to Mario Rivera, Andy Pettit, and Derek Jeter came and got him in the seventh inning after his last game at Yankee Stadium. What a tribute. Andy Pettit, who's retiring at the end of the year, and the great Derek Jeter comes out to greet the great closer, my man. Man, what a way to go out. It was very interesting. Very, very, you know, we saw a great one. We saw a great one. He did a lot for the game, reinvented the word closer. And I'm just ecstatic that I got a chance to see greatness and he played for my favorite team. Shout out to you. Hey, yo, Ro.
What's the deal, baby?
Before we go to freestyle, man, is it anybody else that flew a kite, man? I know some, you know what I mean? They in? Anybody else we just can go in before
man,
we go to freestyle
hey.
Friday?
Hey, man, you know what it is. Got that kite, received that kite from our boy Wade from the other land. And you know what I mean? He want to chime in on what's going on. And it's the green-eyed bandit, Mr. Valentino himself. You know what I'm saying? Green Eye, you on the line with the streets.
What's up,
Tribe?
Hey, mate.
Yeah.
Hero, I just pulled up at the gas station and it ran in the Speedo. You know what I'm saying?
You're
I always know she's talking.
You on the air?
I'm on the air right now with Speedo hanging out my passenger side seat. And I want to talk about my tribe, man. My Indians.
Well, let's talk.
What did I tell you boys about how the Indians was going to be in September, man? Come on, man. Am I like a Nostradamus in this shit or what, man? Come on, man.
You got up 9-3 right now.
Huh?
They're up 9-3 right now.
This game 3 right now?
No, they're up 9-3 right now over the Twins.
Oh, yeah, they putting a pounding on them boys right now, man. It is what it is, man. We play all bound, man. Tampa Bay lost tonight, so we are tied for first for the number one wild card right now, and which we need because we need to have that home field because if we're going to play Tampa Bay for that wild card, you know they're going to throw out David Price, so we need to have a home field advantage when we're going against them boys.
Well, listen to this. You got to have home field advantage because you need it. How many more games left? 3? It's the last home game, am I correct?
After tonight, we got 2 games left. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. So we got 2 games left.
Do you think that you can overpass Tampa Bay to get the number one playoff spot? You think those 2 games, you guys can surpass them and then beat them in a 1-game playoff? That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, I do. I'm sorry I had to pause real quick, but I got to give my man a couple dollars because I just got me a stick of loud. A stick of loud. The streets is dogging, man. You shouldn't have never came up with this idea if you didn't want the street to be dogging, man.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. What are you? Now, listen to this. I hate to switch gears on you.
Talk to me.
But the Bengals come to town Sunday. What is your prediction for that game there?
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to the Bengals on Sunday. Barkevious Mingo going to have about 2 sacks on the boy, A.J. Dalton. Whatever the fuck his name is, we're going to hit him several times. Hey, it ain't been the defense, man. It's been the offense, and you took Wheaton bitch ass out of the game, and you put a quarterback in. He might not be the best, but his decision-making is faster. He's getting rid of the ball quicker. Josh Gordon, I think we can beat the Bengals at home, man. I really think we can beat the Bengals at home because of our defense. It's playing on another level right now, man. We held the best running back in football to 88 yards. And the week before that, we held one of the top 5 running backs in the league. So we broke him up. We knocked him out the game. He might not play again for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And that was Ray Rice. Listen here, man. It's an uphill battle. I'm not saying the Browns going to the playoffs or nothing. But it's not the same old Browns, man. When you playing against this team, you're going to have to play this team all the way to the end. Now, who knows what's going to happen in the very near future. We're going to have to go out and we still need some pieces or whatever. But the defensive side of the ball, is solidified. It's time for the offense to progress now, to move up. The defensive side of the ball is good. So right about now, it's a good time to be a Cleveland sports fan. The Tribe is gonna go to the playoffs. The Browns on the up and up. And it's high school football season in Northeast Ohio, and everybody in the world should know that Northeast Ohio football reigns supreme. Some of the top talent in the country go
Well, these top schools come from Northeast Ohio. I know motherfuckers want to talk about Florida, Texas, and all that, but this is where you get your teeth knocked out at, out here in Northeast Ohio. Rough, tough, hard-nosed football. Boomix, you should know this. You know this. You're a hometown product. You know this. You got the speed guys coming from Texas and Florida and Cali, but you got your tough SOBs coming from Northeast Ohio. They're going to knock your teeth out. They're going to hit you. You're going to shit on yourself.
Boy, you smoking some good loud. Boy, hey, Speedo got you on one, boy. Y'all just streets is talking. I love it.
Turn up. Turn up.
Hey, before I let you go, I got to hear your prediction on this. And I just said we're in the studio right now. The 0-3 game. Minnesota and Pittsburgh. Who you got?
Ooh, the 0-3 game, Minnesota and Pittsburgh over in London where nobody's going to be watching. I'm going to go with – I got to go with Pittsburgh, man. Pittsburgh is not going to start their season 0-4, man. I'm sorry. They're not going to start their season 0-4. And Adrian Peterson, I love him, but Christian Ponder.
It's over.
He just can't do it. You know what I'm saying? So I got to go with Pittsburgh, man. We're in the battle of the 0-3 game.
And you know Matt Castle is starting this week over Christian Ponder as well.
Oh,
but what
he?
Upgrade is that? He's MBG as well.
Nothing but garbage. Yeah, that's not a big upgrade at all. So I'ma go with like I said, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, man. I can't see Pittsburgh starting the season 0-4 at all, you know?
I appreciate that, Zeke, man. We love that you called in. I knew you would be calling in about them tribe guys. You better call in Monday, man, because that's when the playoffs go down.
Yeah, hopefully everything goes well, man, and we make it in. If we make it in, anything can happen. Anything can happen if we get in. And if there's a – I just looked at the standings the other day, man, and the American League is fucking off the hook, man. There's like 10 teams in the American League that have a record of 500 or better.
Right.
A record of 500
Absolutely.
Or better. And the National League only got like 6 or 7 teams. That's 500 or better. The American League, and there's going to be a lot of good teams that don't make the playoffs for the American League this year, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could win. We could fuck around and win 90 games and not make it to the playoffs.
That's tough right there. Ask the Kansas City Royals. They had a great year this year. First time being plus 500 this year, and they're eliminated yesterday out the playoff race. But Zeke, you got to stay online so you can hit a Freestyle Friday with your host and Skeeter Mo Jiggin Johnson III. You got to stay online.
I'm going to stay on just to hear Skeeter Mo, man. I'm staying on. I'm going to pump me some gas, roll me up a stick and loud, and have you boys. I'm tuning in, man. I'm glad I just got off work. And the first thing I said, I got to call the show. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, what was being said. When T-Row answered the line, I told him, I said, I don't know what's going on, but you got to plug me in.
That's what the deal, baby.
As always,
you know,
man, it's a pleasure.
Here.
I appreciate you boys giving me the VIP status and letting me get in and just voice my opinion, say whatever the fuck I want to say. I hope there's nobody out here that knows me professionally. Because I might lose my job.
That's why you
man.
The Green Eyed Bandit on the air. We the streets is talking. We don't give fed names. You know that. You're in the asylum.
Well,
nothing to worry about, baby.
I got about 7 or 8 names, so they got to catch up to me, boy. They did a hell of a job.
Streets is talking, man. Stay on the line, Green Eyed.
So what? You gonna freak it for the Freestyle Friday? What we doing? You want? You need a break, or you wanna jump right into it and let this get to it?
Man, let's just get to it, man.
So shit, what you waiting on? You got 3 minutes of funk lined up ready for you. Go ahead. Hit it.
Yo, this is for the Green Eyed Bandit. I remember back in 96, we had a weed habit. Jumping up and down with pretty girls like rabbits. Having my joint out looking like a carrot. Yo, they trying to get us, and I got my Russian Barry. My vocab is so slick, man, I'm coming down like ice. I know 6 guys from my block that's doing life. From looking at from the feds, from killing people dead. All I know, every crime that was committed, their eyes was red. Ew, I stink, that's why they call me Boo Meeks. I do this for all my cats that live in the streets. I know you peddling that good heat. That's why LeBron left and he trying to three-peat. I want to get on the bandwagon, but I just can't. I remember when I was used to post up on 93rd like it was the paint. You can't knock Boo Beach down, no, man, you can't. Like I told you before, I walk around like my shit don't stink. Ew, let me come back with some more poetic justice. I do it for all my guys who out on the justice. And if you know what that means, you had a good lawyer to fight the justice. And if you didn't, you sitting on the bench trying to get all the crusts out your eye because they waking you up at 5:30. How I know? Man, I used to ride dirty. Peace out to the OG and the officials. Like we say, we EPMD, man, strictly business. And hey, yo, Green Eye, where's Sonny, Ken Early, and Bujo? That was my clique back in the day, rocking Shell Toe. What's up to Speedo? Tell B. West and Glenville I said, let's get it. Man, Ohio State better get down and show that they won't about their business. The streets is talking always 9 to 11 p.m. Like I told you before, I'm stanking like a warm Heineken. I'm done, man.
Street. Rocking it. Hell Boogie, you putting it down like that, boy. You feeling good?
No question,
man. That was for the Zeke, man, and his squad, man. Skeetimo out there, man. I'm trying to get with you, man. I might have sold 3 copies, man.
Yeah, I'll buy 2, so we'll jump that up to 5. Hey, you know what it is, man. We're going to have Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins III shut us down so we can get ready for this wild, wild weekend. You know what I mean? Yo, Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins III, where you at, man?
Man, you know I'm in the building.
Oh, already, man. That boy, old Boogie, feeling a little lovely today. You know what I'm saying? And tried to flip the top off his bitch this evening. You know what I mean? What you got for us this evening? Skeeter Mo.
Oh, man, you know some more and some more. You know, shouts out to L Boogie, you know what I'm saying? My big bro, Funky Fly, motherfucking Negro, T-Ro in the building. You know, it's Skeeter Mo Johnson,
yeah.
Jenkins Jr. III, if you ain't heard.
Ew.
Yeah, man. Shit, I'm going to go on and kick it off, man, one more time for your mind, man. Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. III, huh? All right, say, money get money, cash money. The motherfucking niggas ain't got nothing for me. Niggas ain't nothing but fucking crash dummies. And if I'm on my last, she's shaking ass for me. Nigga, it's another Van Buren, Harry Hines story. I came up like a hood nigga player before me. Nigga, all about my chips. And when I hit the street, I dips. I'm all about my B.I.E., like Scrappy said. Nigga, put a motherfucking nigga to bed. I stay strapped like my motherfucking nigga Rollo said. I fuck around and put a holler in the head. Yeah, man, I'm just fucking around, man. You know, on this mic, man.
Already, man. That's what I'm talking about. This nigga's going with a different flow tonight. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, man. How's everything going in the D this evening?
Oh, man, you know everything lovely, man. Me and baby just sitting up chillaxing.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, man, Skeeter Mo, I got to let you know this, too, man. Early part of the week, or like on Tuesday or Wednesday, I get a call, And, man, you're not going to believe who got in contact with your boy. I just couldn't help but just start laughing all day. The cheerleader from WT White, Unraced Sessions, lives in the hood. Contacted me, man, skied him all, but fell out my chair, man. I couldn't believe it. Unraced Sessions, man. That was the funniest call I've ever had, ever, of having a cell phone, I tell you that. But big up to Unraced Sessions, cheerleader from WT White back in the day, man. Much love to my big homie, man. But skied him all, you know what it is, man. Much love to the LM Thick. Much love to North Park. You know how we get down, man. Much love. I see you, sis. Much love to you, too. Skeetamo, your son coming down this weekend, too. So, you know, we'll be hollering at you a little bit later on this evening on that.
Already, man. One love, maximum respect to you, fella.
All day already. Yeah, El Boogie, that's what it is, man. You know, Jewel's G out there on the assignment, like always, man. You know, getting it in. And, shit, before we get up out of here, man, I just want to give a shout-out once again to Weedications. You know, C-Note, my homeboy Kanye checking in with that Cali connection. You know, all the callers that were in the asylum this evening, big ups to you. Green Eye, I see you, baby. I see your tribe handling the business. And, you know, I'm a roll with the tribe, man. I want the tribe to try to do something big, keep the city popping. You know what I mean? So big ups to that. You know, everybody out there that's on the road in the streets, be careful. You know how we get down. It's nothing but love from the streets. Sports official, always. Not official, not artificial. They keep it official. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern. Check them out. They're real hot on Blog Talk Radio. So you know what it is, man. Like El Boogie always say, man, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You know what I mean? And man, El Boogie, you know what it is, man. Much love all day, every day, man. Maximum respect. Moms, I see you, baby girl. I see you just checked in. I love you, and I'll be calling you real soon. I need to talk to you so you know what it is. Yep, and to all the Libras out there, you know, start it off big. It's our time. It's our month. You know what it is. El Boogie, what you got, baby?
Man, big up to the Ville, man. St. Ed's, man. Benedictine. You know what I mean? My daughter, man, she out there doing her thing in Connecticut, grad school, forensic science, man. Big up to the old pretty face, man. D-Wig, I see you. DeVille, I see you, Steph. What the deal? We going to keep it gangster as usual. Well, man, Streets is talking. BlogTalkRadio.com, category sports, search box, the streets is talking. And as always, Ro always be trying to see. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Uncle Joe, once again, I see you, baby. Tell Uncle Gary to tune in, man. He always be shaking and jigging, man. No doubt. We'll check back with you on Monday. And as always, we love you. Thanks for tuning in. Yo, Ro, send us out on something big, man. Let's go. Creep on in, on in. It's Friday. Hey, yo, Ro, you know what I got on it. Let's go.
Player, give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's gone, wrap my lips around the 40. And when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me, ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many hands to be popping and let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. Cause fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie, cause homies nag me to take the dank out of the bag.
I got five on it, got it, got your four, let's get ye. I got five.
burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Bougies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension, cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheek. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test of my P.O. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango race ring had me. Made my yesterday thing, got me hung off the night train. You fade, I fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kid.
Up in smoke, yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the town. Homies don't play around, we down there blaze a pound. Then ease up, speed up through the ESO. Drink the ESO, key up with the lemon squeeze up. And everybody's roller, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need, kicking. Because we're IVs, we need half like a fool.